An agricultural economist with the University of Alberta says the pork sector is responding positively to the changing demands of consumers. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
With the growing disconnect between the production of food and those who consume the food, the food sector is taking steps to provide greater assurances of quality, safety, and nutrition. Dr. Ellen Goddard, an agricultural economist with the University of Alberta, says looking just at 2018, new products or renovated products, changing the packaging, changing some attributes of the product, an awful lot is happening in the pork space.
There's an awful lot happening with processed pork products, sausages, et cetera, et cetera. And they are now being produced to a set of standards that allow them to make claims that in the past would never have been made on the products. And even fresh products are being produced with verified claims around humane handling, around environmental footprint, around environmentally friendly packaging, around the use of GM feeds, around the use of antibiotics and hormones in a way that is directly addressing what I think today's consumer wants to know. A lot of people say, I don't read labels when I go to the grocery store, so therefore I don't think anybody else reads labels, so therefore putting things on labels is a waste of time. Or admittedly, putting it on a website where people can access it from the label is another way of dealing with it. The reality is that people feel comforted that the information is there, whether or not they read it. They feel that things are not being hidden from them, and it is a lack of transparency that builds distrust in the food system. So the more transparent you are, the less worried people actually are about what you're doing.
Dr. Goddard doesn't believe people are opposed to the use of technology in agriculture, but they are opposed to changes they don't quite understand that could affect something in their lives, whether it's the environment or their health, without telling them. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.